can handle the truth.
John Alexakis, and we're talking about things that we don't really think about, is how everything is structured judicially. The problem that we're facing judicially.
Now, wait a minute here. You've got me irritated. Did you just hear yourself in the last break there, before the last break? You gave me such a double talk here of, oh, you got to have all this regulation. Isn't this America? Isn't this where the land of opportunity? Isn't this the where we are flexible to absorb into a situation of correction? Now, when I, instead of going into Mr. Mail Daily and say, well, I want to know what regulations I got to meet. No. You go into Mr. Daily and say, I see you got a tremendous problem here, and I can solve it for you, but what can you offer me? You don't ask him for his regulation. You ask what he, geez, for someone just kind of give him a little bit of a threat, he give him $20 million. He might give me $1 billion if I just go in there and say, I'll take over the bus system and dispose you all bankrupt.
Well, look at this way. If you allow people to come in the way you're talking, that opens the element of corruption. You might come in there with a deal or something, and you might be doing something a little off to you, and you might be doing a little bit something that's corrupt.
No. I'm just talking a contract. You're going to say, am I eligible to pick up your state bid gas price that will keep the price down so that I can keep the occupants going back and forth in the city? And you know, you finally get to a point to where you say, okay, when the city offers nothing, guess what, Mr. Daly? The city's going to close down and everybody's going to move to where we can offer something where people can live, because if people can't live, they don't have to be here.
Well, look at an example of corruption with contracts. Listen to this. Sometimes, front pages, sometimes, I guess from last night, yesterday, or Friday, Daily Sun secret deal with city, sometimes exclusive. The mayor's son, Patrick Daly, had a hidden ownership stake in a sewer inspection company. Whose city business rose sharply while the younger Daly, let's see if I can, well, anyway, let's not go into the great, but it's kind of like his son got a deal, okay? This is the reason why they have these things set up, so these kind of deals don't happen. But then somehow this deal happened with Mayor Daly's son. Because again, if I go down to Chicago, if I go into the education, if I go to the state, if I go to the federal government or any of these places, I have to be certified. And I have to go through a whole process to be certified. And I have to go through a long certification process in order to qualify. And then guess what? If I'm a minority contractor, then I get additional to that. I might move up in the bidding process, but there's 10,000 people trying to get that bid before me.
Well, you know, just what you just said is old history. Every mayor down the world, when they get in the office and they got some deadhead son that can't do anything, he becomes the head man of the waste treatment plant. He can kick shit.
No, this is different.
That's his ability, and they really.
Yeah, but his son isn't stupid. His son is not, and it's just a contract that went awry. And nobody knows who, how he did it, what happened. Nobody knows, not the usual thing. And the thing is that this is going on traditionally. It's not just Mayor Daly. You know, Mayor Daly's got a huge thing to look over. You got this going on in small towns, little towns. You have situations that, you know, this is beyond a person concern, because I'm going to switch this over and go into a situation of bankruptcy court. Okay, just moving to the subject that we're going to talk about on here, and then move into other areas.
It sounds like you just are trying to change the subject because I'm making too much sense here.
No. We'll be right back. Call us 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm here. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Let's talk.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
It's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne on RBN. We're on Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Now Live. I was on this morning on Now Live, and you should hear that one. That's really deep. If you want to hear something, go over there and check out my archive on Now Live, Deanne Early. Now, going back, we're going to have a listener from California. We have Steve from California here. Dean, you're up. How are you doing?
How are you, Dan?
Okay, how are you?
Just fine, thanks. You know, what I've noticed since the 60s when the SLA, which was really a jailhouse organization, was used as an excuse to begin the SWAT teams, what I've noticed is that the entire judiciary, jail, prison system has been turned into an arm of a police state in this country in order to use primarily, number one, a racist agenda to divide people and conquer, and at the same time to produce fear and trepidation in folks that they don't have any rights, they must be given them by the judiciary police state. Instead
exactly.
Of, excuse me, go ahead.
No, I said exactly. Go ahead. You're right.
Yeah, and instead of a constitutional law-given state that would allow us to proceed in a manner that was lawful, decent, and moral with one another. But they can't have that. I remember Compton in Los Angeles back in the 60s, when it had two parent families and a number of other things that just recommended itself so very well. People that were sent to college, Compton was a black neighborhood, by the way, black town. And the folks there were great, and everything was fine. Today, it is a wreck. It is destroyed. The socialist gulag police state has destroyed it. And it's destroyed the children there, it's destroyed the families there, and everything else.
And that's what I was talking about on Now Live earlier this morning. I woke up, couldn't take it anymore. It just got to me. And I started talking about what was going on in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and how things started. I said it in great detail. In fact, I'm doing part 2 or 3 tomorrow morning, because what I'm trying to do is show a timeline of how things were definitely changed after the 1960s so-called freedom marches. And it brought the drug culture and all these things that disintegrate families and everything. And we don't realize these things because we're trying to survive every day, and it's very difficult to survive. And right now, it's because of the difficulty to survive, we have a judicial system and a policing system, like you said, police state on our back 24 hours a day. And it's not giving us any measure of able to survive and live in this society in 2007. We're 100% worse off than we were before. Steve, do you feel that way, or how do you feel?
Yeah, no, I do. And here's the thing. This is what I see coming soon, if not already. I see a system in which young folks, I grieve for them especially. I'm 57 years old. I grieve for the young people. I see them on the street, or when they're going through the system or whatever, and of whatever race or color or ethnicity or whatever they are, it doesn't matter. They're being treated as animals to be trained into a system that says, you don't like one another, and we're the only people that can straighten it out. Your parents don't like you. You don't like your parents. We're the only people who can straighten it out. This is socialist gulag from start to finish. And
exactly.
Yes, and if we don't stand up and take the Congress back from the professional politicians and begin to force the Congress, by lawful means, of course, but to force them to do what is correct under the law, we're going to lose all of it. We're going to have the Fourth Reich come in and use every excuse they have to force a martial law, a police state on us in ways that we haven't even imagined yet. And one of the final things that will happen before the final will be an Ernst Röhm-like essay. That was the Ernst Röhm was the sadomasochist who was the head of the brown shirts in Nazi Germany. And that was used as an excuse to bring in the Gestapo and finally turn the whole thing into an entire police state under the Nazis. And that's exactly the model that Bush and Schwarzenegger and others are following. And if we, and I live in California, so Arnold Schwarzenegger is important to me because he's the governor here. But if we allow this, this is what's going to happen, and in the near future.
Well, it's happening now. And, Steve, you know, there's something, and I hope you continue listening to the broadcast, because I'm going to bring some things up, because the thing is, see, there's very few media sources that we have right now that are truly giving out information on what's going on. And you're finding a lot of this on the alternative media, which is like Republic Broadcast and Air America and the Genesis Broadcast and various other stations. But what they're doing right now is they have this Senate bill that they're almost 2 inches from passing that was brought and introduced by Senator Collins of Rhode Island. And the thing is that I called their office and I got in an argument with them saying that this is going to take away our democracy and freedom, and they don't care. They have young interns there. They don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know what you're talking about. They really don't care. They're just in there because it's a glory hole position. They don't understand what's going on with the Constitution. They don't even understand what, I don't think they even understand what the Constitution is. When you call in to these offices and see these people in the office, I don't think they understand what's going on, to be honest with you. It's a scary situation because, again, our basic rights and freedom in this country that is different than any other country on the face of the planet is being taken away from us as we speak. Totally annihilated by just a few men that have a very devious, demonic agenda. And we can't do anything. They are paid out of our taxes, and they're supposed to be elected by us, which in this case wasn't. And they stuck themselves in these offices, and they have taken our money, abused us, and we're sitting there, and we can't do anything about it because, again, I'm explaining what's going on in the court system, and I'm not really finished because they haven't hit bankruptcy court, because that's a very key issue of what is going on that deals with these corporations and the laity, which is us out here. There's guys that are working, class citizens that are trying to survive, how they use the bankruptcy court against them. Now, John, do you want to say something to Steve on this?
Yeah, well, number one, I'd like to make a point of everybody calling their congressman, their senator, whoever. But this bill is S. Bill 1959, 1959, S-1959, and along with that, put that you don't want that bill and you don't want the hate bill. And that's been just voted in. It passed the Senate House by, I think, 405 votes to 6 votes. I mean, it's a terrible bill. For what we're saying on the radio, if you complain about your insurance, if you complain about anything, they can take you away with no habeas corpus or nothing. You just disappear. It's taken everybody's rights away to complain about anything about the government, anything whatsoever. And you become labeled a terrorist, and you're out of here.
It's exactly like the Enabling Act that put Adolf Hitler in power in the early 1930s and destroyed the Weimar Republic, and it took the combined power of all the Western free nations to break Nazi Germany out of that and give the Germany, finally, after the domination by the Soviets, back to the German people, and they still haven't recovered from it. If we allow that here, we're going to go through the same thing, only there's nobody to deliver us.
And the thing is, that's really scary, is back then they didn't have television. It's not like we have now. They have the situation of media. The media we have now has become so corrupted. It is allowing us to see things that are false imagery and not tell us the factors that we're talking about on this end of the press. And pretty soon we're going to have to go all on the ground, similar to the French resistance. Because the thing is, this stuff is a tyranny that we can't see. And I'm going to tell you something. Folks, you got to listen to this whole broadcast. It's a very important thing I'm going to bring up during the time I'm talking here because I'm trying to let you see something dealing with the judicial system, the process of policing, and where we are right now in something that just happened that I think you need to know about and spread the word to everyone. Now, number one, thank you, Steve. Did you want to make another...
That's fine. Thanks, Deanne. Thanks, John.
Thanks
I appreciate
very much
it.
For calling in. Thank you very much. And we have, I think, Drew in Tennessee. Drew, are you there? I'm sorry, Gary in Tennessee. Are you there, Gary?
Hey. Yeah, your guest is right on point, and the previous caller made some good points. I just want to throw a little more gasoline on the fire. If you look at the federal government, each state, each county, each local, each city, I would bet that if you checked it out, that they are incorporated in the state of Delaware as a for-profit organization. Now, since when did the people give permission to the government to be a for-profit organization? It ought to be a zero-zero balance-out thing, okay? Now, if you want to throw a little more gas on this fire, take your county or your city or whatever and ask for the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, CAFR. Google it on the computer. You come up with two main websites, Capperman and Capper One. I hear the music. Hold me over, please.
Yeah, just please hold on, and we'll be right back. Again, call us 800-313-9443. Very important show. We're talking. We'll be right back. got out faster than myself.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Here on RBN. By the way, folks, if you want to see my new website and Google me, just put my name in, E apostrophe A-N-N-E, and then put B as in boy, U-R-L-Y, and put it in, go to wetpaint.com, wetpaint.com, put that in the search engine, and you'll find my new site, and there's information there you need to be, because, you know, again, we have a situation going on where we're going into forthright, quickly, fast, in a hurry, and we only have maybe a thread of time to do something, and that means us collectively. Now I'm going back to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, okay.
Right before the break, I made mention that all government organizations, federal, state, local, city, I don't care what subdivision you want to go to, are incorporated probably in the state of Delaware, and they're listed as for-profit organizations. To me, that's a repugnant statement that government's there for profit. Okay, that's number one. Number two, then you go into CAFR. CAFR exposes the double bookkeeping system. Okay, for instance, the county, let's say, says, okay, we have a budget for X number of dollars and our tax base is only Y, so therefore we need a tax increase. Now, if you go into the capper, that tells about all the money they got stashed away in all these interest-bearing accounts and stocks and bonds and God knows what all. And there's enough income from that to run the damn government without any taxes. Okay,
you mean they have a hidden slush fund somewhere that they have all this money? Now, how come they are telling us in these states that they have no money to operate?
They're lying. They're not showing you the second set of books. It's a double bookkeeping system. CAPR is the answer. You want to, the people listening tonight, if they want to approach their county commission group or whatever you want to call them, board, whatever, and say, hey, you want a tax increase? Here's the CAPR report. It shows you're making this many millions of dollars. Some of these cities and state governments have got billions and billions of dollars of sitting in accounts. And then they're asking us for more money. I'll tell you another little trick that I've heard about from the local people here, these poor dregs that they bring into court. I don't go to court because I don't break the law, but I have people I know that do break the law. The favorite trick is for the judge to sentence them to 1129. And you know why they just do the 1129?
Why?
Because that keeps them in the county jail, and the county makes money off of these prisoners from the federal government and takes in X number of dollars a day per prisoner and then feeds the poor SOBs in jail peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, bologna sandwiches, with a handful of potato chips. Don't tell me they're not making money.
Now, good example to what you're saying. Just recently, the Cook County Board Chairman Stroger had gotten rid of the court reporters in Cook County because they said they had not enough money because all the money was going into the Cook County jail. Now, could it be what you just mentioned, is that they're pouring more money into prison to keep this little system going on because they make billions of dollars?
Bingo! Keep them in the county jail, the county makes the money. You put them in the state prison system, the state makes the money. Every time somebody gets caught with their pants down by a policeman, for one reason or another, that's money in the bank. That's why they give these troopers, as I heard you say earlier, a book of tickets, and you better have them all filled out by the end of the month, or you ain't pulling your load.
Exactly.
They're robbing us. They're robbing us blind.
CAPR
exposes that.
Now, the thing is that in this, John, you want to say something on this at all?
Well, I would just like your gentleman to repeat what CAPR represents.
Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
And that's how you would pull up
the it's two sets of books, okay? The budget that they put out in the newspaper is basically how much we spend, how much we tax, and oh my God, we've got a deficit and have to raise the taxes. CAPR exposes all the money they've got rat holes in all these investments and stocks, bonds, God knows what all. Okay.
Well, I understand that. My question was, is when I try to Google this up on the website, I'll pull up the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and you were talking number one or number two, or there might be several of them.
Well, there's two of them, two main guys. CAPR man.
I'm going to stop you just for a minute. We're going to break and we'll be right back. Callers 800-313-9443. Be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back, and this is Deanne, late night with Deanne, and we're talking about what's going on in these counties and states, and we're here with John Alastasis and my caller, the Tennessee Gary. Gary, now give us the way that we can find this on Google, this secondary set of books.
Okay, I'll do that. If you Google CAFR, that's what I call it, C-A-F-R, or you Google Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and the guest you need to have on the air to back what I'm saying is, I believe his name, unless I'm having a senior moment, which sometimes I do that because I'm entitled to that as old as I am, is Walter Van Buren.
Hmm, okay.
Okay, and...
hey, John, can you get that name?
He is either CAFR Man or CAFR One. There's two main websites in all this maze that you come up with when you Google. But I damn well guarantee you, you can get the CAFR statement for your county, state, local, and more. When they come to ask for a tax increase, all you got to do is put put up the second set of books, which is the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, CAFR, C-A-F-R, and you'll blow them right out of the water. Because they're not telling you how much money they've got rat-holed away. Government is a for-profit business. It's a business. And they're bleeding us like a stuck hog, and I'm sick of it.
And
that's all I've got to say.
Yeah, and I thank you, Gary, for calling in and giving the information. Because, see, this is the type of ammo that we can use. Because, see, we are the people. We're the ones who are paying for this. We're slaves here. Slaves. They are taking our money, and we have folded them in like God. And they have taken our money and misused and misappropriated, and then come back after they have taken all the money that they have and want more. They wanted $285 million to balance the budget out here just in the county alone. They don't have the money, so where do they go? To the taxpayers, the people on the homes that are in foreclosure, and then they come back and say, oh, okay, well, you know, we're going to have to increase this property tax. We got to increase the property tax to make the money in order to offset this deficit. And then in addition to offsetting this money, we're so economically distraught here, we have to not only increase your property tax, but we're going to go up to 10 cents per bottle on water. So like you get 224 bottles of water, you're going to pay $2.40 of tax on the water. Because they don't have no money. They're broke. They can't run anything. Then to add insult and injury, to this, the president comes up with a solution to the mortgage industry problem. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down on the interest rate for those people that pay their homes on time and they're not behind. So we're going to go down and make sure that those people are okay to deal with and correct the situation with the mortgage industry. If they're behind, they're not in trouble, so why are you doing that? What does that do? that takes care of them. If it doesn't take care of the guys out there who don't have any money because, you know, hey, the jobs are gone. Hey, they don't have any transportation. Hey. We're okay with this. Now we're going to go over to the other big subject here, the situation with the bankruptcy court. Oh, yeah, bankruptcy court. Now, we're in two different levels of bankruptcy court. There's the civilian level of the bankruptcy court where the poor guy on the street with a wife and a kid, he's lost his job and got medical bills up the yang-yang, doesn't have any type of way to make it to and from work. And guess what? You know, somebody gave him a whole multitude of tickets and they got his car impounded. He has no transportation and he can't get to work. The wife can't get to work. They're getting ready to lose their home and everything that they have left. So they run over to the bankruptcy court to get some solution. And they get there and they fill out the paperwork to the bankruptcy court. And then they do this new thing where they charge you more money to file bankruptcy. Even though you don't have any money, you have to pay a whole lot of money now to go into bankruptcy. It's higher than it was before, let's say. And then once you go in there, you have to go through a class. Yeah, a class to explain why you've got to go bankrupt and explain that, you know, you're not a good person because you have debt. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? But then a corporation on the other end, when they go bankrupt, are they treated the same way? No. The corporations are the same. It depends on the corporation, though, who that corporation is and what they represent. But if you're in with a good measure of the corporations that are tied in, you just get bankrupt as many times as you want, and you just go on about your business. Now, I'm talking about what was going on back in the day. I was did this whole program this morning on Now Live about what happened at International Harvester where I worked. International Harvester in the corporate office, that's where I worked, they were unionized. 3 weeks vacation after a year, shut Christmas shutdown money. We had cost of living increase, salary increase. We had bonuses. We had 100% coverage on everything you could think of. We had chalets. We had horseback riding. We closed down different places, went places for free. We were the kings and queens of Illinois and wherever International Harvester was located. International Harvester set the precedent to what happened with Enron and every other company because they were the first ones that did this little game. They froze up the contracts that were coming in. They had Wisconsin Steel. They had Wisconsin Steel, and Wisconsin Steel was doing real good business because it was an American-owned steel mill company, you know? They had a union. They didn't want the union anymore because people were making too much money at Harvester. There were people there that were making $50,000 a year that were secretary. They were talking about 1970. They were grade five. You had people there making so much money. It wasn't even funny. It was going up and up and up. And then a lot of minorities were coming in, and they didn't like what was going on because they had too much union. So they sent McArdle in that was the head of Xerox Corporation. And while this thing was going on, the Chase Manhattan Bank brought out something called Envirodyne Corporation. It was too very close to bankruptcy. And when they brought Envirodyne out, they brought pushed money into Envirodyne just temporarily, just enough for their exec to go in to buy a Wisconsin Steel. They took over Wisconsin Steel, and then what happened was both the Chase Manhattan Bank and International Harvester came in and foreclosed on Wisconsin Steel for debt. They couldn't pay back. I was working in corporate offices then. I was dealing with a lot of that stuff. And the thing was that was going on, too, the guys down there at Wisconsin Steel, they had vested interest in the company. They had a whole lot of money in retirement. They had a lot of money in pensions. They had a lot of money, and they lost everything. Everything overnight. And you know what? No severance pay or anything because International Officer went and reformed and went into a bankruptcy court, and they said they had no money in contracts. But they had contracts. They were quitting on. They're sitting on them. They weren't using them. That's what their companies do. Before they go into a situation of getting rid of employees and unions and stuff, they have government contracts in and they just sit on them. They don't move because they want to get rid of the union and get rid of employees. So they got rid of all the employees, they got rid of the problem, and then they reformed under Navistar. Then all those people lost all their money and everything was Wisconsin Steel. And then they started laying off people in droves on floors everywhere down on Michigan Avenue, 401 North Michigan, where I work. Floors were just disappearing. But even when they left the International Harvester, every employee had a situation where they got 90%, 95% of their pay in addition to getting their unemployment insurance for the rest of the time they worked there at the company. That was one thing different than they did any time now with any other company. But this thing set a precedent for these other companies to come in and do what they're doing. Because, see, the collapse began a long time ago. It's not just now in our face. We're just seeing it right now, and nobody started saying anything because nobody started feeling impact until about maybe about 10, 15 years ago when the economic structure started being right in our face. So now you have the situation of collapse of the International Harvester, and I kind of explained what they did with this little manipulative thing and this bankruptcy thing, and the corporations do this bankruptcy thing. They come in and they form under one company. Another company will come in and merge with them. Then that what happens before the merger, they fall into bankruptcy, the stock goes down, then they do this little dirty scoundrel thing, kind of like the George Sanders movie or whatever, and they somebody makes a whole lot of money off the stock market. Stock goes back up. Then they reform under a different company, and they can do it again and again and again. Now, not one time has George Bush or anybody said that they were going to do anything about corporate bankruptcy, but they went after the little guy in the corporate structure, the little guy. Or the guy that just, you know, has a company that's a mid-size or try it. And the mid-size companies could be in the million-dollar bracket, but the thing is that those companies, too, are in a situation to be subjugated to a fraud upon them because they're not in the game. They're not in the game player association. Now, in 2004, around that time, there was this thing that happened with United Airlines. Now, United Airlines was a thriving, in fact, at one time I worked at United Airlines. out at Alkalo Village. Now, United Airlines was a very good plane transportation service. They did a lot of things there. Employees were very, very loyal to the company. Very loyal. So when they said that they were having some financial difficulties and stuff, so the employees union got together and the employees talked, and they said, yeah, we'll bail you out. We have our pensions and things. We'll help you. We'll bail you out because, you know, we're a part of the company. We got you. We got you on this. So they took their little retirement money and things that they had invested. They were going to use their future, and they invested in their company because they felt when they put that money in the company, guess what? You're going to get that money back because you're backing your own company, and the company's going to protect you because you've been doing everything you can for them for how long you've been there. And you got pride in working in the company. You're with United Airlines. You're an employee. You love the company, and the company loves you, you think. You take your pension. You take your money. You invest in. Save it. You don't want it to go down. That's what you're told by the chairman and executives. It's what was going on in all these companies. They were doing the same thing. You believe the truth. You go in, and then the next thing somebody tells you at another level, hey, we are going to have to go into bankruptcy, you know, try to deal with this in bankruptcy. So you go before the bankruptcy judge, and they go into this restructure thing, and the employees are ordered to do certain things in the bankruptcy, and their money goes into this, and they still feel that, you know, they got the company and things will work out. It's going to grow. Everything's going to be worked out because we've promised, we're promised, we're promised. So anyway, what happens? Make a long story short. Promises are a lie. Manipulative actions go on in the bankruptcy court. Things that they did not even count on. Now their money's all tied into something that they can't get their money out of. That's their pension, their money that they're going to live on when they get old in their retirement ages. Because right now, as the president said, that, you know, Social Security ain't going to be around. We ain't going to have no money in that. So now they're calling around stealing the pension, so now you don't have no pension money when you're 65 and you want to retire and sit back because you're working 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week and you're trying to be in a level that you can just sit back and get that American dream that they tell you about that now doesn't exist. So now these people took all their money, put it into this American Airlines situation, and then it gets stalled up into the bankruptcy court, and lo and behold, guess what happens, folks? They lose everything. People that worked in United Airlines couldn't take it anymore. They didn't have any money for their families. They didn't have nothing. A lot of them committed suicide, you know, over the course of years. A lot of them committed suicide because they didn't have any money. Had no retirement. Had nothing. What are they going to do? No jobs out here, really. You should start with the Harvester employees when they got out of the street. Secretaries were running around looking for jobs all over the place. The average salary for a secretary was $10,000. The average salary the International Harvester was $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a secretary. They weren't even executive level. Couldn't get any work. Couldn't get any money. A lot of my friends are working in every type of thing, capacity you can imagine, just trying to survive because money ain't there. Right when they came out of the door, it wasn't there. But the whole thing is this bankruptcy thing with United Airlines. The thing that crushed the thing that bothers me the most about this, folks, is that the folks at United Airlines gave their money in an investment, everything else right now. And right now, United Airlines has got a little memo out saying that they're going to give about $200,000 now to the shareholders. Shareholders. Not the employees, shareholders. Then there's a question of, allegedly, I heard $15 billion, $20 billion, $30 billion that was, like the gentleman said earlier, unreported during the bankruptcy. People tried to brought the information back to the court, and guess what the court said? We're not going to hear that. We're not going to do that. That's going to mess up stuff. What mess up stuff for who? Don't say to employees anything. Don't have them to have the retirement. Don't let them have the money. Don't let them to do anything. And the thing is, the judicial process that says in the book that they have that says what they're supposed to do is that if there's a fraud upon the court, they're supposed to open up the books. Or if there's new evidence, they're supposed to open up the books. And they basically said, we're not going to do that. I don't do that, folks. So, you know, now these people that were so dearly loved into the system of thinking that they were helping out. I remember when this happened, they were looking so happy that they were doing the right thing. They reinvested in their company, and they're trying to save their company. And the current company, what did they do? What did they do? John, what is your opinion of that?
Well, number one, there was $20 billion that went through bankruptcy court that was unreported. That's one huge fraud. 20 big B's. You don't have many thefts that big. I mean, that's a that should be top of the line for the FBI or whoever the policing force is. But it's like the idea you say, they brush it under the table, and we're not opening that door.
No, they're not going to open the door. Why shouldn't they? Because we'll open it too. Now we're going to come into these stuff in a minute when we come back. I'm hearing things here, folks. My life on the line, you need to share this. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
That's great. It starts with an earth.
Hi, we're back. So we're live here on RBN, and I'm here with John Alstafis. And we're coming up to the last 6 minutes here before the beginning of the next hour. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now,
John,
before I went to break, you were saying something?
Well, the idea of the huge fraud of $20 billion being hidden from bankruptcy court, just number one, it shows the orchestration of courts being corrupt. The gentleman handling that was one of President Bush's right-hand men who got paid like $50 million to handle the case. I mean, this guy was super-duper thief. And, again, we have a huge basis of retirees, of number of people, that have, you know, if they went from saying they had $3 billion from $20 billion, that would be, what, almost a 7-to-1 reduction in their retirement. So the government's giving them some retirement. I'm actually referencing that case in my lawsuit against the IRS because they want $220,000 and I had hardship, and I'm using the UAW's hardship case to where they didn't have to pay any income tax because of hardship, and yet they're telling me I have to. So anyway, I'm using that in reference. In the interim of just, again, all the Air Force industries, if you look at the history, they set the Air Force industry up to where they build the system up. The government steals from it so far to where you get into the idea of regulations again, and next thing you know, the system is bankrupt and the Air Force companies are out of business, and somehow they get someone else to invest in it or whatever else, and it's under function again, but eventually they get to the same point of destruction. And what I feel is happening is you're seeing the U.S. being designated like Russia to where we'll have only an American-based Air Force. It'll be like the Swedish Air Force. It'll be the U.S. Air Force. It won't be Blue Air or whatever. It'll be the U.S. Air Force because the government's setting it up. It's just like trying to be a taxi cab driver. You know, everybody could go out and drive a car, and if someone wants a ride, you have them give you a call, and you go over there, and you have a price per minute for charging them. But all of a sudden, the government wants their take. Like the land tax.
$50,000 for get a cab medallion in the city of Chicago.
$50,000. All right, so $50,000 plus you got to pay your gas, plus you got to pay for your car. I mean, is there really profit margin, or is this the government being abusive to where they drive you out of business again, and they eventually own you? And
it's $50,000, and then nobody in the suburbs is driving the city. And see, when you have a huge crisis going on, like maybe a bus strike on Monday, would you not get rid of the medallion situation, allow the cabbers to come down and open up a margin where they can actually make money instead of cab drivers being slaves to the cabs because they have to drive and drive and drive just to make a dime or two?
Well,
I mean,
bottom line
is what they're doing.
They're slaves to the city. And, again, we have a situation to where people have to be flexible and say, okay, I get on the bus every morning, put a sign up. They're going to be shut down here next week. How about I'll get my own bus. I'll come along, and I'll be here at, you know, certain times, and I'll be leaving at certain times. If you want to ride with me, I'll do it, but it'll be kind of this fee for us to all own this one bus, so the city doesn't have anything to do with it.
We've got to stop. We're going to break. We'll be right back up, John. Call us 800-313-9443.